Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Having a great visit with our good friend, Archie Chankute. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Dr. Archie Chankute, learningcenter.net is the website. Built on Trust is his landmark book on trust, the book that will teach you that trust is not just the right thing to do. It's a business best practice. Trust will put profit on your bottom line. Archie, one of the things I'd like to talk about in this last segment is differentiating a little bit, sort maybe just showing a little bit of a comparison of ethics and trust. I've always said that ethics is not black and white. It's gray, because you know ethics. I can be an ethical person and still not tell you everything I know. In other words, it's not unethical for me to not tell you everything I know. If you and I are doing business, and by definition, you know, we're both interested in our own well-being, still, I don't have to tell you everything. However, if we have trust, you can trust me to tell you what is important, what is needed. And if you ask me something, you can trust me not to withhold something that you've asked me for. But it's not unethical if I don't tell you everything I know. What do you think about that?
I think that's true. Here's where you have to be careful with it. When I'm asking you, for instance, when are we going to get a prototype? Or when can we commit to that? And so forth. You're going to have some reservations before you speak, and probably in your preparation for the meeting. I think it's important to share the reservations that are going to impact the company, so that we can problem solve on those together. Mm-hmm. But ethics, I think of as integrity or wholeness. Ethics itself, I have a simple rule that I like to think of what would benefit the other person. What would I want if I were mm-hmm. in that other mm-hmm. piece? And that often is not the full amount. It doesn't have to be every piece of information, but the information that is relevant to what we're trying to accomplish together. That's what's important. And it's important that you stay whole, that you don't say things that you don't mean, and you don't mean things that you don't say when they're relevant. And that's the important part, I think, of ethics. In business, and this COVID, this coronavirus thing, believe me, is a huge piece of worldwide business.
We're going to have really this. Business. This is going to create a discussion about ethics in business, in medicine, in interpersonal relationships, in geopolitics. We're going to be doing a lot of ethical discussion, a lot of discussion about trust over the next year or two, aren't we?
Yes, and an oath that I think all Americans can take, first, do no harm. And I think that this is a very, very important thing. We can revisit that, Jim, in our government, in our societies, and in our business, and put trust in, as you say, as a best practice, as a requirement to go forward. And it can be very practical. It can be very done. There can be a lot of silver lining in this situation if we harvest.
Well, and I guess the thing I'm saying is, like, for example, the CDC. If the CDC knows the numbers that could be a really bad number, if this gets to a certain level, this number of people will absolutely, no question, we believe they will die. If we haven't gotten to that level yet, it's not unethical for them not to tell us that, I think.
That's correct.
I mean about ethics. But we trust them to give us what we need to know when we need to know it. Do you see what I'm getting at? Does that make sense?
That's right. And that's what I've been calling benchmarks. Things that if and when they develop, we're going to know what to do.
Right.
That doesn't mean to panic everybody.
When you're when you're a doctor, when you were practicing medicine all the time, and you were over, yes. I know you were over dealing with a child. The parents didn't want to know all the horrible things that could happen. They want to know what's next.
And you know
all the horrible things that happen, but you're not. It's not necessary for you to tell them that. That's the difference between ethics and trust, I think.
That's very good. So there's that first, do no harm.
Yeah.
What good is it going to do the parents? What harm is it going to do the parents? That's a very, very important
to tell
thing.
Them everything.
And it should be a business. And it is often, successful businesses often use something like that.
LearningCenter.net is how you find Arky. The Built on Trust is his book. Promise you'll thank me later when you get it. Arky, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. My pleasure.
Dr. Arky Ciancute, ladies and gentlemen. He's the best. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.